My name is Jo Forestier, and today I'm having a conversation with you and doing a bit of an interview about your life, basically. So here's my first question. I better say, your name is Molly B?
Well, really it's Bielkowski, but no one seems to be able to pronounce or spell it, and over the years I've become known as Molly B.
Well, that's wonderful. That's an easy to remember. Now, how did you come to live in Curtin?
Well, I remarried and I came over to live in Curtin in 126 Theodore Street in about 1982.
That's fabulous. And what connections have you made over the years with Curtin and its people?
Well, I think probably in the 80s, I worked here in this very building, which is now the Heritage Library, Historical Library, and it was then known as the Canberra Public Library Service, Curtin Children's Library, and I performed in plays and storytelling to children for holiday programs. That was probably my first introduction to Curtin. And I've joined the St. James Uniting Church. I read the Bible on a Sunday because I'm a storyteller. They like me to read. And I enjoy the company and the worship service there. I shop here. I love Curtin. The bus goes past my door. So I'm a Curtin person through and through.
Well, that's great. So am I, actually.
Oh, there you go.
So I've been here since 1968, so a bit longer than you.
Yes.
And I believe we're about the same age, what's more.
Yes.
Which is good. I believe you do a lot of work with children.
Certainly do.
Yeah. Mm. Like storytelling, books, dress-up, stories.
Felt boards, rod puppets.
There you go.
And every year, Carols on the Block. I tell a children's religious story. That's with the Uniting Church and the other churches combined. So that's quite an event here.
Right. One very significant thing for you and your husband about living in Curtin has been the discovery that your house was a Mr. Fluffy house. Could you tell us how this saga began for you? Back in the 80s?
Well, I think it was 1990, actually.
Oh, okay.
It could have been the late 80s, but we had an electrician come in to install some lights for our... We've got beautiful lithographs that we own, and he said, oh, I'll just pop up and take a sample, and climbed up in the roof, took the sample, and it came back positive. It was the dreaded Mr. Fluffy asbestos insulation. And then later, the government did a big survey and they put people up on the roof and in and out, and they found that there was this Mr. Fluffy asbestos insulation again. And so we had to get out of the house for 3 months. They took all the tiles off. They sprayed with a white spray to seal and put it all back together again. And so we thought we were clear. We even got a certificate to say the house is clear. And now we have last year that it could still remain in the house between the cavities of the wall and underneath the house. And we were devastated. We were so stressed. But we have found somewhere else to live and life goes on. We must move. But what upsets me most is that they're going to bulldoze my garden down, take it all to the tip in a great big hole in the ground.
Tell me, why do they need
to bulldoze? I don't know. I'd love to write to the Canberra Times. I'd love to say, listen, what's going on here? Why do you need to do this? So, yeah, it's a wanton destruction as far as I'm concerned. There are trees three times, you know, the height of the house. Beautiful. I have a nice garden, but... And I've planted azaleas and roses, and what I'm going to do is donate some of the garden, mainly the Australian natives, to the St. James Uniting Church in Curtin so that they won't
That's
be
lovely.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And leave you will be leaving a little bit of a memory there.
I think so. I'll see them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What are your feelings about all this? Well, basically, you've told me how you feel, including the prospect of losing your home and having to move to a new one.
Smaller. A unit.
And it's a unit, and there'll be no garden.
There is a podium garden, a bit of a garden, up at the top. I'm moving to Sky Plaza, which is in Phillip, third floor in a small part of it, with nice views. So it's just a stage in our life that, you know, we've just got to move on.
So you're downsizing
because
of Mr. Fluffy,
exactly.
Not because you wish to.
No, no, we weren't going yet anyway. Mm. We're not that old.
No.
So,
Looking back at your thoughts about Curtin and its people, what are some of the highlights?
Oh, I think just being part of a community, being here for the celebrations for the 50 years. I'm a storyteller, not just Curtin, Canberra itself. In 2013, we were part of a grant given to the ACT Storytellers Guild, where we told stories of the 10 decades, and I researched the Canberra Brickworks and did a story about that because that built Canberra. And I have actually physically lived in Canberra since 1968 in Lynham, Scullin and Curtin. And so Canberra is my home. I'll never move from Canberra. And so Curtin to me is home. I think that's the operative word in all this, and I enjoy being here.
You obviously feel like I do about Curtin.
Yes.
To me, Curtin is the most wonderful, caring community.
Yes, everybody knows everybody, up the street, you know, the coffee shops. There are 5 coffee shops in Curtin, and that's pretty good, you know. So.
Really?
Downstairs.
There's Beyond
Q. The bookshop. Yes. The Young Men around the corner.
Yep, that's 2.
The Milk Bar with Viola.
Yeah, that's 3.
And now we've got the cake shop and the Vietnamese next door.
So and they both have coffee.
Yeah. So there you
that's
go.
Good.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Wonderful food in that deli, I believe.
Yes, and we've got a lovely restaurant downstairs, the Hungry Buddha.
Yes.
So, you know, what more could you want?
Exactly.
Opens its arms to us, doesn't it? It's the trees are lovely, and there's a bird theme too, and I've got a lot of birds in my garden. I feed magpies every morning. They're so tame. So I'm going to miss the birds as well as the garden.
I suppose we shouldn't be talking politics, but do you think that they are doing the right thing?
I think it's all mismanaged myself.
I do too.
Very mismanaged.
I guess we shouldn't talk politics.
This we should write to our local politicians. I'm seeing Shane Rattenbury next week because the Green. And I'm a member of the Greens, and I don't mind you knowing that. And I'm going to there. We've had how many years in Canberra, and we're having a party. I think it's 20 years, and I'll be talking about the Mr. Fluffy episode. I've written a story called Asbestos Neurosis Saga, and that's what. I think this all boils down to it's neurosis. They're neurotic and they're worried they're going to be sued. If that's a political statement, then it is.
Have you written books?
Yes, I've written stories. Our daughter was trapped in a metal chair for 3 hours. I've written a story called You Too Can Write Your Own Opera called Renata's Chair. I've written stories about the environment. Jackie French has looked at them and said, send them away, Molly, to the publisher. I mostly tell stories. I've written of my early life. I came from England as a child. I was 9 and it took us 6 weeks, not 6 months like the convicts. This is what I tell the kids when I go to schools. My early life in Barrel, which is really my hometown, I guess, because that's where I first lived, we lived in a garage Daddy built, and we built the house next door to it. It took 6 years to do. We lived in that garage for 6 years, but we never owed a penny. We built it as we went. Daddy built it, and we didn't have mortgages. People lived in garages and sheds in the 50s, and that's what we did. So I'm quite proud of that. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Like you, when we first came to Canberra, you had to have 25% deposit before you could buy a home. And today you can get a loan just so easily. And
that's not good.
And no wonder the young people are having trouble.
Getting into debt.
Getting into debt, absolutely. Perhaps you could go back a little and tell us more how it felt to arrive in Australia.
Well,
from England.
Well, at the I went to a little bush school to begin with at Hilltop near Barrel, and I'm afraid if assimilation is kids whipping you around the legs saying little pommy, it's not good. My mother went up to the school, and all the headmaster said was, "You better get rid of those accents." That was assimilation in the 40s, late 40s, early 50s. But I was very happy there. I sang. I still sing. I sing with the gospel folk very happy. I learnt to read. I had read the school magazine. By the time it came at lunchtime, I'd read it before we went home from school that afternoon. We didn't have many books. It was, as Henry Lawson said, a little bush school. But then I went to Barrel High School. And I had the privilege, because I have a singing voice, was starting off God Save the Queen, the note for the whole school to sing that, because in those days, in the 50s, that's what you had to do. You had to sing God Save the Queen. I acted in school plays and I sang in Gilbert and Sullivan, all the productions with the Barrel Choral and Drama Society. And so I've continued here with the City Opera with David Parker, Mari Van Hoven, the School of Music, sang in the City Opera here. We sang the Fledermaus, all the Gilbert and Sullivans again, Dido and Aeneas. So my singing career in Canberra's been pretty good, and I've rehearsed in a singing group here at the Uniting Church Halls. So I still sing, and so that's going to go on forever till I, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
A great way to spend time.
Yes.
Did you
get your mind off things too.
Yep. Did you ever work in the public servant as such?
Well, I don't know if you
as a public servant, I should say.
Well, yes, I did. I started off opening tax returns when I first joined the public service, and then I fell on my feet and went to the library. Mr. Whitlam, thank you, because I went back to study and did a library course, and I worked in public libraries from 1974 to 2004, and that rounds it off to about 30 years. And that's where I think I found my storytelling skills, because story time, oh, Molly, you'd better do story time. You're good at it. I enjoyed it, and I love kids. So I think children can teach you so much, and so I hope that my, not career exactly, but continues my work with children.
Thank you very much for sharing your story.
Well, Joe, I don't think I'll be able to drive up Theodore Street for a long while.
Really?
After I close that front door of that house, I don't think I can come back this way and watch them destroying the house and garden. That's really going to hit me in the guts, I think.
Oh,
okay. But thanks so much for inviting me to tell about my life in Curtin, because it's been a real privilege. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Molly.